All right, so tonight we're back to Common Core again. I just got my Music Educators magazine in the mail today, and they talk a little bit. There was an article from the outgoing president, who I can't remember his name right now, about Common Core. Well, it wasn't directly about Common Core, about fighting for your students' civil right to have a music class. And the more I think about Common Core over the summer, the more I think that as a music teacher, I don't agree with what it is saying. In principle, I agree that every child needs to have great skills in reading and writing and math. But I don't think that by saying those are the common core or the core of what we need to learn, that those should be the only three things that we're testing or teaching. And I have issues with being asked to teach reading in my music room, mainly because I have no education as a reading teacher, none. And while I do read and I enjoy it, and I do occasionally read with students in my room, I would in no way consider myself qualified to teach a student who is struggling, or even a student who is not struggling, how to read. That's not where I've been trained. My training lies in teaching music. Now, there are some things about teaching music that apply to teaching reading, but that does not make me a good reading teacher. Much the same way it does not make the, you know, first grade teacher a good music teacher just because they listen to music or even because they play an instrument. That does not make you a good music teacher. What makes you a good music teacher is getting the education on how to teach students music correctly. There are some things you just don't know about kids and what they can do unless you've had college courses on teaching music. Now, there are some teachers out there who could just pick it up and go. And I'm not saying that I devalue what they're doing because they haven't had a college education, but I just am so irked and irate that, one, school systems are going to be putting other subjects on a higher place than mine just because those are the things that are going to be tested stringently. And believe me, I'm not asking to be tested stringently. If you've listened to my other podcast, you know this. But I am asking for a chance to give my subject a place in every child's life. I think it's important. That's part of what being an American is being rounded well and having exposure to the fine arts and PE and, you know, all of that stuff. It's not just about the learning that happens while you sit in a chair and you read from a textbook. There's so much more to what a child can do. And I think that by asking our music teachers, or even by telling them that we're going to be evaluating them on the reading skills that their students have, it's doing a huge disservice to the teacher. It's doing a disservice to the student. And because you're doing a disservice to the student, you're doing a disservice to the community at large. You know, we've been focusing on reading and math for most of my teaching career, and I'm sure for many years before that. Where are the huge gains that we're supposed to be making? You know, if we're going to focus on reading and math, then let's show some improvement. It's not happening, and the reason it's not happening is that our students need time to create, and they can create using reading and math, but good teachers will let them have time to experience the subject matter in a more free form and open way. And with all the state testing, you just can't get that done. And look at what it's doing. It's asking, we're going to see a trend, I think, where schools are going to start asking their music teachers, their art teachers, their PE teachers to work reading into their subject area. And I think that's not right. I think we should spend every minute that I have with a student teaching music. That's what you hired me for. That's what my training is. That's what I specialized in. That's what I'm good at. Do not ask me to show a watered-down version of reading. I won't do a good job at it. The kids will not get the best education they can. And you're wasting my skill set. So there you go. I'm frustrated. I'm sure I'll talk more about this as the summer commences and as next school year goes on. Feel free to leave your thoughts for me on Common Core and music. I'd love to hear them. Thanks.